welcome everybody to tonight's Creative Wealth Coaches Call. I know we haven't had one for a while, but we're going to start having them once a month again. And I just really want to welcome all of you and thank you for taking the time tonight to hop on the call. We're going to just kind of bring everybody up to speed, tell you what we've been doing, give you some good ideas and some little prompting, and hopefully light your fire if it has been gone out a little bit and it's just simmering. Keep your fires going for those of you that are joining and are just excited about it. One of the first things that I wanted to talk about was what we're doing business-wise. Some of you are privy to the structure change, and some of you probably aren't. But before we do that, if you guys want to just very quickly, everybody together, say hello and kind of tell me where you're calling in from, like what state. So just really quickly take one at a time. Just imagine you're in a room. So just go for it. You got 20 seconds to do it. So go.
Hello, Jerry from New York.
Ronnie Ryder, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Andrew Susan Longley, Atlanta, Georgia.
Steve Byer.
Rick Gerardo, San Francisco.
Samantha, Portland, Oregon.
Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Patrick from Michigan.
Good, you guys did a good job. Though, not quite the accelerated that you're used to, but it's the best we can do on the phone. So let me fill you in on what's going on business-wise. For a couple of years now, and actually longer than that, I have not been happy or content with the nonprofit aspect of running this organization. And primarily it's because for so long I felt like we weren't practicing what we were preaching, which is to build a business or invest in an asset or create an asset that was going to feed somebody. And that somebody was me, of course, and the other people that have put their hearts and souls into helping me here in the office and with everything. So that being said, this past year, I have actually been in the process and been going through some consulting, and we're moving all of the intellectual property pieces from the nonprofit organization to an LLC. Now, some of you might have noticed that there's a new logo that looks remarkably like the old logo, because the new corporation, and it's an LLC, just so that you know, stands for Limited Liability Corporation, but the new company is called Creative Wealth International LLC. Now, you also notice that the nonprofit is called that, and we did that strategically so that there would be a very seamless transfer of products and programs. We were entertaining the idea of closing the nonprofit down completely. However, we've chosen to leave it open, and as you can imagine, the reason being is because for some reason, we need money to learn about money. Parents need money to teach their kids about money. So it's kind of an odd. Oh, did you guys hear that?
No.
That's weird because it said no other callers could join. Anyway, so I'll just continue. You guys can all hear me okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Anyway, so as of this past, the last Creative Wealth for Women, that program that we did a few weeks ago, and we did our last teacher training, all of the programs that you see advertised on the web, And by the way, if any of you have some background noise, make sure that you do *6 and you mute yourself out, because I'm not going to. So there's somebody there that needs to mute themselves out. Great, because otherwise I need to mute everybody. I don't want to do that. I want to make it so that you guys can ask questions. So the last teacher training and the last Creative Wealth for Women are the last programs that we will be doing through the nonprofit, that are programs that we're charging for. We are going to keep the nonprofit open so that if somebody wants to, like a bank or some other kind of a business, wants to actually sponsor a program like a game day, which I'm about to tell you about, and or a short Creative Wealth for Women or just a program for kids through schools, that we can still run those monies through the nonprofit. And as I said in the beginning, when you guys have all come to the teacher training, if you have somebody, and you're not a nonprofit, and you have somebody that wants to run the money through the nonprofit, Okay, so this is one of those calls where the phone line is doing its own thing. So I can't hear you guys, but hopefully you can hear me. Anyway, so that's what's kind of going on. Okay, I just unmuted you guys for some reason. I guess you get what you pay for. It's called the free conference call, and every once in a while it does stuff on its own. So did you guys have any questions about the conversion from the nonprofit to the for-profit before we move on? Great. Can somebody tell me that you can still hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, good. All right. So that being said, there's a lot going on outside in the industry in terms of money. The stock market has plummeted again today. It's been plummeting. As you know, one of the things that we teach in our camps is, well, everything's on sale, right? And everything continues to be on sale, more and more and more on sale. And it's not that this is not going to work now. It's now is the time to make it work. We're getting phone calls to do radio interviews almost every week now, and I'm starting to get some requests to do some writing for some journals. And people in the news are very, very aware that part of the problem that we're in is stemmed from the fact that our population of adults does not know anything about money. So this whole thing is actually an advantage for us. I mean, if we were going to make this a big deal, now's the time to do it. It's time to look at the advantage, and you know, it's created this opening for us to think outside the box. Okay, now so anyway, what you need to know is we need to start thinking outside the box. I've been talking with George up in Canada. George, you're on the call, right? Can you guys hear me?
I was on mute, sorry. Yeah.
No, that's okay. This phone line keeps muting everybody, so I just wanted to make sure. Anyway, so George and I are talking, because he's got Canada, and we're trying to figure out, you know, how to really, really take this big. Most of you came in, and, you know, you really wanted to go do your own camps. But what I'm about to tell you is what I've been telling people on an individual basis, is not to try to do that anymore. It's time that we're creative. I mean, our name is Creative Wealth, so we've got to think about how to be creative in terms of getting this information out. And, you know, people are suffering right now. You probably all know people that are either not working as much, or they're watching what they're spending. Maybe they've been laid off. Maybe their pension plans are going away. Maybe they're losing their houses. There's a lot of people out there that are suffering big time. And when that happens, people come out of the woodwork who want help. And all of you guys on the call and all of you guys that have come to our programs and stuff here, you know, you have this serious desire to help people, and that's one of the reasons that you find us, is because you know that all we want to do is help people. So one of the things that I really need you to start thinking about is you've got to think about getting these kids programs into areas where the kids are already. And this is so critical that you start to do this. Even in Santa Barbara, this coming summer, we are not doing our own camps. We will never advertise like we have before to do our own camps. We have in the past, this past summer, we did, I think, 8 or 9 camps. 3 of them I'm going to tell you about that were very cool if you don't know about them already. But the ones that we did in what I call in-house, they cost us a bloody fortune to advertise. And some of you have had that experience, which is why I say don't do this anymore, because unless you have access to a bunch of kids and a bunch of parents, you're going to spin your wheels and you're going to spend your hard-earned money trying to get 10 or 12 or, if you're lucky, 20 kids into a camp. And it just is not working that way. Let me tell you what is working. We know that Parks and Recs work. We know that community colleges are becoming more and more interested. I am going to start working with a national organization. I forget what their acronym is, but it's a national organization that deals with the programs that are put on at community colleges. So one of the things I urge you to do is if you want to do summer camps, this is just the summer camps, and we'll talk about some other things, but if you want to do camps next summer, what you need to do right now is to call all of your local community colleges, but you need to call the ones that are doing kids camps. That's really critical. It's how George up in Canada got his start. He did 8 camps last summer at a community college. Now, don't think this is going to be easy, because he put together a fabulous presentation, and it took him having the right person to get him in the door. But he did it, and everybody was pleased and happy as punch that it got done. So, and we have had people call us and want us to do this. We've had several. We've been doing it regularly through one of the local community colleges, and we've had several other ones over the years call us and ask us if we could do it. We just haven't had the instructors to do it. So that's one of the things I really want you to do, is I want you to look around. We have an intern right now that is going up and down California, put together a database of all the community colleges that offer summer camp programs to kids, and she's calling them. And right now she's got about somewhere between 20 and 25 that the week after next we're actually going to send the packages to. We're going to send the brochure and the corporate package and, you know, a new press release and, you know, just some pictures and just a nice little package, and actually show them what we're doing. So please call your community colleges. I'm not sure about four-year colleges. They may do it as well. I just know it's a really big thing with community colleges. We have a coach down in San Diego. Her name is Terry, and she is in charge of the program at Palomar College, and she just sent us a really, really nice testimonial. She's been doing it for 2 years. She actually doesn't do the teaching. She just puts the program together. And she's the one that turned me on to this national organization that does promoting of these, not financial literacy, but promoting of what how community colleges actually interact with their communities. So please call those. It's a great thing. We really, really think it's a great avenue. Parks and Recs, as I mentioned, it's really important that you get with them now. This is who we're trying to do this through in Santa Barbara. And the cool part about all of this is you know that the pain point is the advertising. It's always the advertising. You know, it's not your materials. It's not your playbooks. It's not your T-shirts if you choose to do them. It's not your pens and pencils and principles. The pain point is the advertising always. So you have to ask yourself, where are the kids? Well, and who can get to the kids? So with the community colleges and the park and rec, the kids are already, they're already being advertised to, right? The parents are already looking in the college advertising booklets and the park and rec advertising booklets. They're already looking at them. So if you can get your program in there, and the other cool part is quite often they will provide the room and the insurance and all of that, and you literally just walk in with your playbooks and your materials, and it's fabulous. So we've got the community colleges, we've got Park and Rec. Here's another one that worked beautifully. Call your local state, city, and county employer departments, your human resources. We got a call last year from a lady that's south of us she basically runs the employment part or aspect or department or whatever of the Ventura County here. And she said, would you guys be interested in doing a private program for us? Well, of course, we said, well, you know, twist our arm. It turned out to be a fabulous program. We charged $210 a child. We got all of that. She collected the checks and sent us the checks, which means we got all the contact information. She even set up the field trip on the Friday. By the way, Andrea, who did a lot of our camps this summer, is fabulous, and she really wants us to cut out the field trip because she really wants to teach some more. So you guys know there's enough information to do that. But anyway, they were so pleased with it. They had 29 kids. They were so pleased with it that within 2 weeks of doing the program in July, we got an email from this woman who wanted us to confirm and nail down two additional weeks for next summer, and I'm raising the price to $225 a child. So call your city people and call your county people. You need to find your human resources, because what this was a program for the employee's kid. So, fabulous idea. Whoever's got the noise in the background, you need to make sure that you are sick yourself, please. So the next one is, we had a wonderful program. I had the opportunity of going into an entrepreneurship class in a high school. Now, the cool part about that is that the kids were already there. I did a four-week program with them. I think I went out two to three days a week, hit and miss. I used the money game. I didn't even really plan it. I just took the game every day. We had all the, we worked on the principles and we did all the activities, and it was just way too much fun. And what's happened and what's come from it is that because these kids were in an entrepreneurship class, all of the kids were prompted by their instructor to write letters of thank you to me. Now, those letters of thank you have been sent to the principal of the high school, who is now working with some of the other people in that same high school, and we're in the process of trying to figure out how to get it into the high school because of that one program. So my suggestion is go offer to do several weeks at a high school, junior high, middle school, whatever age that you're comfortable. Just call and figure out where you can go and do it. Because once you get it done and you get a program under your belt at one of these schools and you can get a letter of recommendation from the kids, you know, have them sign a great big poster, tell them what you learned, or tell you what they learned, get a recommendation from the teacher, you know, and then take it to the principal, take it to the vice principal, take it to your superintendent. That's how we're going to get it into schools, is by doing it for free and getting the recommendation. So I recommend that you do that big time, because it really worked. Family reunions. Now, you're going to have to find out if there's somebody in your area that puts these together. There's a lady that actually contacted us who does family reunions for very, very wealthy people. And Pamela last summer actually flew to Colorado and did a two-day program in Colorado, and then she flew back, and they paid us pretty good money to do that. Jan and I did, for most of you that know Jan now, took over for Nikki. Jan and I did a three-hour program, and that curriculum is available on your website now. It's also available on the blog, where we literally just took the game and we played it for 3 hours. We got through six rounds. They got some passive income. We did all sorts of things, and it was way too much fun. So family reunions. Find out if there's somebody in your area that helps people put those together. Another option that we have not explored here, but I think would be a great idea, if you live in an area where there's a conference center or a convention center, contact the people. And even big hotels where they do a lot of conferences, contact the people that put those people together. And it's usually the catering people. And so what you want to do is you want to see who you can talk to about letting them know that you're available in case a group wants to come in and have a side program. So a group could come in, especially a multi-level marketing group. They love money and they love anything to do with, you know, teaching their kids. So you could actually offer not a babysitting service, but just an educational service as an adjunct if that group is coming in. So that's another group idea that's been presented to us. Another idea is Boys and Girls Clubs and Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, all of those. We did a program for a private camp or private foundation full of kids. So again, you need to look up on the web, you need to call parents, you need to find out where the kids are already and go to those kids. Really, really critical. Now, here's a couple ideas, and one of these was prompted by George in Canada, and that's to offer to mentor a group of kids. I originally didn't really like the idea, but basically just for me. But now I'm thinking that it might not be such a bad idea. If you could put together 10, so thank you, George. If you could put together 10 kids or 15 kids and do a series of phone calls, do a series of, if it's all local, do a series of meetings over 6 months or 3 months or 9 months, and then charge the kids for, either charge the families a monthly fee or, you know, a one lump fee at $2,500 for a year, and then come up with what these kids get. And my suggestion is that it be entrepreneurial in nature. So if you know quite a bit about how to start a business, that's probably a really good route, I think. If you don't, you can certainly take them through, you know, just the basics of getting started with the money and the financial aspects, and then seeing where they go. I mean, my theory is that you can always stay one step, 1 week ahead of what you're going to teach. So if they want to get into the stock market and you're not an expert, well, get to be an expert. And if they want to learn about intellectual property, and you're just going to become one, because you can learn anything the week before. Ask me how I know. Very, very simple to do. Private tutoring. Some of you saw the information that I sent out. The local person here in Santa Barbara moved, but she has a tutoring company. And it was a great idea. I'm not sure where we're going to go with it, but it's a great idea. So why not put on your business card that you have private financial tutoring for kids? I mean, people are paying to have their people pay as an adult to have a financial advisor. Why not have a financial coach for a kid? So that's something that you could also, you know, also try. Now, questions on any of that before I switch gears?
Yeah, Elizabeth, this is Patrick from Michigan. Would you have a copy of a business card that I could copy? I have a sign business, and I do business cards, and I do all pens and pencils and T-shirts and stuff like that for companies. But I need a copy of your card so I can duplicate that, so I can get some business cards and some flyers made up.
Yep, that's not a problem. Just send me a quickie email and remind me, and I'll get that to you tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's easy. Other questions?
Yeah, no, one more. Who do you contact in the community college? Who would you talk to, human resources or somebody in the financial end of the college?
I would, let's see. Trying to think. George, who did you contact? What was, George, are you still on the call?
Sorry, I got to mute thing. Basically, talk to anybody that will talk to you.
If, there you go.
Anybody will talk to you, because oftentimes, you know, you can't get that meeting. So if you can get a teacher on board and then get you the better meeting, you know, whatever you got to do to get the right person.
Okay. So there you go, Patrick. You know, the first thing to do is find out if somebody, and it could be the recreation department. It seems to me that's who Monica was having to talk to, was the people in the recreation department, because they were, in California at least, that's the people that were in charge of putting on the summer camps. So you could start there, so we can give you some place to start.
Okay, great. Okay.
We have a community education department that I'm talking with right now that's part of the community college.
Perfect.
Okay, that is
perfect. Yep, and there's quite often there's adult ed, and maybe you could, you know, start there and see if they have a child's you know, counterpart. So I think all that advice is good. Just pick up the whole point is pick up the phone and start calling, and don't get flustered because somebody says no or somebody doesn't know. Just keep going. I mean, if you guys knew the story of George doing it, I mean, George got told no a couple times, and he just finally found the right person that opened the door for him, and voila, he had 8 camps in his first year. So, you know, kudos. Everybody should give him 3 snaps, 1, 2, 3. Let's move on to what the answer is. I am convinced that the answer is doing one-day programs. I'm not sure what we should call them, whether we should just call them the money game, because I'm convinced that we can create a one-day program that is simply the game. And for every 25 or 30 kids, you have another, you know, you need another set of the bags. But I am absolutely convinced, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that that is what's going to actually take us out of the summer camp industry, the summer camp business, and put us into the financial intelligence business or financial literacy business. So what we're going to work on is I'm actually going to schedule one sometime this spring. I'm going to do my best to find a local bank here to sponsor it and to get 100 kids and their parents in to do it. Now, it's very similar to what we have done in the past. We did it three times, called Money Camp for Families. We did two Money Camp for Families and one Money Camp for grandparents and grandkids. It was really the same program. And we used a modified version of the game, but it certainly wasn't what we have now, which is, you know, you guys all know how amazing and a teaching tool it is. So, as I say, and I repeat, I'm convinced that that's where we need to go, is to be able to put on one-day programs, because I think we can do one-day programs and get people to come in from 10 to 6 or even, I mean, I hesitate to say this, but when we did the Wealth Rules program in L.A. last February, the hours, for those of you that don't know, the hours were the first day 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. The second day it was 10 to 9, and the third day it was 10 to 6. So 2 days in a row, we actually took the kids and the parents to 9 o'clock p.m. Now, can you do that? Yes. I'm absolutely convinced you can. If the value is portrayed to the kids, this is where the marketing comes in. George, can I tell people that you just hired a marketing development person? So I am going to do my best to work with George and the new marketing person and come up with some amazing strategies and some copywriting that we can all use to show parents and potential people that will come to this program, the one-day program, the value in it. And, you know, parents see the value in educating their kids about money, so it's not that critical. But, we need to come up with some catchphrases and some things, some hooks that really, you know, how to hook people. To hook people and get them into these one-day programs. And, you know, why can't we charge $49 or $99 a person for an all-day program? And literally, you go from 10 in the morning to 9 at night or 10 to 8, and you get through 10 or 12 or even more rounds of the game. And every single round of the game has a new distinction, like we do already with the game and event cards. And by the time they leave, they've learned so much. I mean, they learned about assets and liabilities and leverage and real estate and stocks and da 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 da. You know, they've learned all of this stuff, and they walk out going, well, not only was that fun, but money can be fun, and it doesn't have to be this intense thing, because as you guys are all aware of right now, people are completely freaked out. And the reason that we're in the position that we're in is because people have freaked out. If everybody would have just remained calm and not sold all their sold everything, we wouldn't have reason to be freaked out. So we're freaked out because we freaked out, and you guys know how that goes. So I really honestly believe that the answer is this game, and I want you guys' input now. So I'm just going to shut up and see what kind of input you have on that little suggestion. Anybody?
Can we talk?
Do you guys like the idea of doing the one-day program?
Yes, Elizabeth, I think that's an excellent idea because, let's face it, kids, comprehending something for 2 or 3 days sometimes may be difficult, depending on what part of the season, if they play sports or what's going on. So I think the one-day camps are good, and if you can fit everything in where they can digest everything, they can walk out with a happy smile and say they learned something, and the parents can also pat themselves on the back saying, you know, I'm contributing to my kids' financial well-being. I think it's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. I think we could also use the one-day program as a fundraiser for schools. I mean, imagine if they did it and you offered to do it and they charged $49 and you gave half of it to the schools. I mean, it would be a win-win for everybody, especially if you got a local bank to sponsor it too, with a small entry fee or something. Just an idea. You know, we might be able to turn this whole financial literacy thing into a fundraising thing. I think that would be a fabulous idea. So, if anybody doesn't if nobody else has any comments about the one-day thing, I wanted to move into just some real simple opportunities for you guys to make some money. I know that it's been a struggle for a lot of you. I know that it hasn't been easy. Some of you have been able to do camps. Some of you have struggled with the whole advertising thing. Again, it's just you got to go. I repeat. You've got to go where the kids are already. But the other thing is that my book is ready and being printed. And it's very, very simple to create a workshop around my book for parents. I'm not right now. I'll probably do the first one this spring. And it's something that you'll be able to do. You can, if you have a website, and I would really encourage all of you to have a website, and to have a website in a particular way, and I'm happy to coach any of you through doing that. And the Creative Wealth site is actually about to take on a slightly different look, just a more simplified look within the next couple months. But don't forget that we have the affiliate program, and the Ultimate Allowance site has its own affiliate program and its own banners. So if you have a website and you want to put the affiliate banner for the Ultimate Allowance book on your website, all the ebook sales, which is $24.95, and I am selling them, the ebook commission on that's 35% of $24.95. So that's not too shabby if you could sell a couple hundred of those, or 100 of them, or even 50 of them a month. That's pretty good spending money. The Creative Cash? Yes?
Yeah, Elizabeth, how do you get the affiliate website? I mean, can you get your photo put up there, or and your personal phone number and everything like that? Can you, how does that work?
Well, no, being an affiliate's not like being a coach. Being an affiliate, anybody can be an affiliate. And what that means is that you have your own website and you lead people with a banner or through emails, or you guys are going to get a couple emails this weekend on a Christopher Howard program called the Ultimate Investment Seminar, and that's an affiliate program. And so basically, when you get people to click on a banner or to click through to the website and buy the Ultimate Allowance book or the Creative Cash for Kids or the Creative Wealth for Women program that's about halfway done, the audio program, then you get a percentage. Basically, you're getting a commission on a referring sale. That's how that works. When you become a coach, your name and address and all the information that you want goes on the coach's page, which is something else I was going to talk to you guys about tonight. But so that is available. I wanted to tell you about the Creative Wealth for Women audio program. Did somebody have a question? Okay. So the Creative Wealth for Women program is about half to three-quarters of the way done. We have the first edits done, and what we've done is we actually audio taped the last one we did of me teaching it, and we've built the PowerPoint, but don't get excited. We're not actually using the PowerPoint to teach, but we created the PowerPoint to create a workbook that will be an addition to the playbook, so people can listen to the audio program, follow along, take notes. They'll have their playbook as a second piece. And I'm in the process of interviewing about 15 experts on all kinds of different topics, from boys and girls to today I did a realtor. Next week I've got some energy work and then some coaching, and I've done IRAs. And so we're going to have a whole bunch of bonus audios that are available to purchase. And so it's going to be a whole set. Just like you see, it's going to be a professional set, and we are very excited about launching this. And it will be launched at creativewealthforwomen.com. There will be a link from Creative Wealth to this new page and new site. And so we're excited about that. And just remember, any of the stuff that we sell, you guys can sell to and market to and make a commission of. So you just need to know that is available out there. Now, I wanted to speak to the idea of you guys being experts. In order for you to get people to want you to talk at local Rotary clubs meetings and women's group meetings and all of those, you have to become the expert. And it's really pretty easy. All it really means is that you know what you're talking about a particular topic.
You all have different things that you do. Like, you know, George, you're a financial guy. Jerry, this is what you do. You know, you guys all have different expertises. And if you can start writing, if you can get little articles in the newspaper, if you can get on the web and build a really simple website. I mean, Terry from Australia has got just a little blog that he does, that he does a great job with, and he writes articles about all kinds of things for the kids, not just money. I think he calls it your money coach for kids or something. I forget. But he's doing a great job. And so it's not really a complicated thing. And you want to get people so that you've got them on a list. As you might see on both my allowance site and the Creative Wealth site, there are places where people can sign up for the Financial Wisdom with a twist e-zine. And that's on a weekly basis, building up the database so that I can do some selling to the, you know, to the database on there too. You want to build up your list. So I really would like you, when you leave this call tonight, to ask yourself, what am I an expert at, and how does that tie into the financial literacy for kids or adults, whatever it is you're doing? But that's where it's going to be one of the keys for you guys to figure out how to get people to call you. And that's what's happening to me over the last couple years, is that I've got a couple newspaper editors, one's in Kansas City, and I forget where the other one's out of. When I get emails from them about every 3 months, so what do you think of this? I'm doing an article on that. What's your opinion on that? And when you can get so that that starts happening, it's a marvelous thing, because then you know that you're starting to be looked at as the expert. And I would really, really encourage you guys, to when you get off the call, to ask yourself, what am I an expert at, and how does that tie into my desire and passion to teach kids about money? Because it's really, really important, and it's a critical aspect of what you're going to do and a critical aspect of your success. Regardless of whether you want to build a business from this, or if you want to just do something quarterly, or do something, you know, you just want to have one camp in the summer, or you want to offer it to your clients' kids. It really doesn't matter. For you to be successful, you've got to figure out how your expertise ties into your passion for financial literacy. So the last thing I wanted to talk about was I would like to spruce up the coaches page. Right now, as you know, what's there is your name underneath the particular state, and your address and all the contact information that you have given me. And I will send this information out to the rest of the coaches as well. What I would like you to do, if you want, is to send me a photo, and I can crop it. Just send me a photo. Send me a bio, a very short bio. This is the Reader's Digest version of the bio. No more than, let's say 25 to 30 words, okay? That's what I need, just 25 to 30 words. Photo, bio, if you have a website, that's great. We can do the links and everything to your websites, and I would really encourage you all to have websites. If you're going to be serious about this, you all need to have at least a one-page website telling people who you are, what you do, what the service is. People need to start finding you. And if, like I said, also, if you don't know how to do this, call me and I'll walk you through the steps, because I know how to do this. So send me a photo. Send me the 25 to 30 word bio, and we'll get those on the website. And I think it'll be really cool to have that section a little spruced up and put faces to the names. I think it's really important that we do that. And then there was one more thing. Oh, several of you have asked me for a forum. We did it a long time ago for the entire site, and nothing happened with it. And, you know, a forum is only as good as the people that want to get on and use it. So I have requested from my web guy to build a coaches-only forum. It'd probably take him a month or so to get it up. He's real busy, but I've asked him to do it. And when it's up and available, I will send you guys out an email, let you know. But what I want to have on it is I want you guys to go in and talk about, you know, it won't be me using it. It will be you using it. And I'll go in and on occasion and see if there's questions and stuff like that, because I'll have it send me questions, you know, anything that you guys do. and so that you can talk to each other about what's working, what's not working, how you're getting into people's, you know, groups, how you're getting into communities, all of that, and just, you know, it'll be there for you. I want to make this website something that you can use, something that you can send people to, and also don't forget that if you don't want to do a website and you just want a one page on our website, I don't have a problem with that. It's really easy for me to just make a templated page and create a page that's, you know, creativewealth.com/your name, and it will just do a little one page with your bio and what you're doing, all your contact information. It's really simple, and that what could be on that page is a longer bio, and you know, it can really be anything that you want. So if you know, if you're not web savvy and you don't want to spend the money to do a website, which is not expensive anymore, it's actually really, really cheaply done now, just yell and we'll create a page for you on the website. But that's all I have for tonight. That was a lot of information, and it is being recorded, so if you want to listen to it again and you didn't take good notes, you're welcome to listen to it again. But do you guys have any questions? It really is time.
Elizabeth, it's Patrick. Question: how much would it cost to have you do a website with, you know, with my picture and my my info on there? And anytime you have a link, you can add on to my website. How much would that cost?
Patrick, I'm not going to charge. If it's just a page on my website, in other words, if it's just a page. On my website that lists your information, my web guy can do that in about an hour. So that there would be, I pay him a monthly fee, and he does anything that I ask him to do. So there wouldn't be a fee for that. If you want an entire website built, I don't do that, but I could help you find somebody that could. So it really just depends on what you want. If you're wanting a whole separate website, then that's a different story, and it's something different other than my just creating a one page for you on the site. Does that make sense?
Is that what you have right now, is a one page?
Well, we haven't done that at all for people. What I'm offering, I'm offering the opportunity to do that.
I think you can get everything on one page, far as a general description, what the program's all about. I think you could probably get everything put on there, couldn't you?
Absolutely, just one page is fine, because it's just mostly about you. You know, it's your bio and where you're wanting to offer programs and what you do, and there you go.
Okay, good. I'll talk to you about that later.
Great. Thank you, Patrick. Other questions?
Yeah, Elizabeth, this is Sandra Ruggles-Oman. I have a question about your affiliate program.
Okay.
So what you're saying is that we can sell your ebook on our website. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so how do we set that up?
Very, very simple. What you want to do is you want to go to ultimateallowancebook.com/home.html. That bypasses the sign up page. And there is a link in the menu that says affiliates.
Okay.
There's two options there. One says you are an our affiliate, and one says you need to sign up. So go to the sign-up sheet,
okay,
and just put all your information in there. It should, if it's working properly, normally does, it will send you a confirmation email, and then it will allow you to log in and pull one of the banners. And I think there's 6 or 7 different banners. And when you pull the code, you go back and you log into your affiliate section, when you'll pick the banner that you want, and they all have codes attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put that code on your website or put that code in an email, like if you've got a little database and you want to send out just the code to the email, then that will take people back to the home page so that they can sign in and purchase the book.
I see. Okay.
I can walk you through that, too. It's really simple.
Is it? Okay. If I give my web designer the code, she can probably do it, right? Or is that something
yep,
that I can
do? Nope, she should be able to do that, and she should know how to do that piece of cake.
Okay. Okay, good. Very good. I'd love to do that.
Perfect.
Elizabeth, that URL again?
Uh-huh. Hello?
Hello, Elizabeth?
Yeah?
I don't know if there's two of us talking or not, but this is Stacy. I have a couple of questions.
Go for it.
Okay. You said doing the one-day program is going to be a good thing. What are the intentions with Camp Millionaire as a one-week program?
Oh, nothing. That's still going to stay the same.
Okay. So for those folks that do the one-week camp, that'll still stay the same as it is?
Yeah, that's not going to change.
Okay. What about creating of additional programs? Is that something that's on the horizon still, like the Moving Out program, or is all of that not going to happen now?
No, I want it to happen. What I'm looking for right now is I'm looking for a business partner, and I'm looking for some investment capital. I have probably gone as far as I can do this, being a one-woman and one office person and two or three interns type of a deal. I am needing to move into a whole new level, and I know that's going to take some investment money and a business partner. So I am telling the universe that's what I'm looking for, and you know how I feel about it. You always get what you need and get what you want. So I am looking for that to happen, working on some business plan stuff and some budgets and all of that. And, yes, it's still on the burner. It still needs to be done. I know exactly how it needs to be done. I just need to find the time and the resources to get it done. So, yes, it's still a fabulous idea, and I think it would be great.
And along with that, because you started to mention something about the Creative Cash for Kids, but you didn't finish with that. And I wanted to get the coaching pricing on that because I don't recall what it was.
Oh, the Creative Cash for Kids and Creative Cash for at School, they're two different programs. The Creative Cash for Kids is basically like a home study program. The playbook is virtually the same as the Financial Freedom Playbook. There is a second piece, however, for parents or teachers, like a parent teacher or whatever, and it's a notebook. And on the left-hand side, well, let's start on the right side. On the right-hand side is the playbook page that the child has, and on the left-hand side is a parent guide that actually walks the parent or teacher through actually teaching the right-hand side to the child. Now, is it interactive like our kids camp? No, it can't be. But is it the unique information and the same cool pictures and, you know, cute pictures and, you know, really, really fun playbook? Yeah. So we actually sell quite a few of them, and mostly as downloads, because it's $29 to download it, and people print it at their own home. So it's a great way. You could market it to a homeschool to homeschool groups. You can market it to parents. It's just a great, really simple tool. We're looking at ways of, Jen and I are toying with ways to mix it up and kind of create a package where we've got that, maybe a set of jars, maybe a small set of the principles, because we've figured out how to way to shrink the principles into these little playing deck card size. Also, we've got an adult version of principles on the drawing board. They're about three-quarters of the way done. Very, very pretty, having the outsides of them actually designed right now. And so that's what Creative Cash for the Kids is. What Creative Cash at School is very, very modified, short version of what we do during the camp. It was created about 4 years ago to put 800 fifth graders through in Ventura County here locally, which is about half an hour away. And it's between 8 and 10 hours of instruction. It's 5 modules, so technically you could do it in a week or spread it over 5 weeks. Or, you know, they did it. I know they did it the week after the standardized testing in Ventura. Everybody loved it. The kids loved it. The parents loved it. The teachers loved it. And then the funding organization just didn't fund it again. So we were really disappointed. But it allowed us to create this program, and it's a kit. So if somebody orders Creative Cash for Kids for $500, what they get is one curriculum, which is very simple, 30 of the playbooks, which, again, are much, much smaller, and they get the language of money words on cardstock. They get the principles in cardstock. They get one set of the jars.
they get some moolah. I think they get some stock. I forget. There's a couple other pieces that they get. It just comes in a box, and you know, so that's what the Creative Cash at School is. You know, the one thing that I forgot to mention is that we are having the game beta tested in a school on the East Coast in January. We have the version of the game rules, actually. I put them on the website for you guys to look at. I wanted feedback. I haven't got the latest version. I just did some more editing, so I'll get that up. And we're going to actually bring that game to market so that teachers could teach it to their students. And it'll be the game rules. It'll be the bags. It'll be the moolah. It'll be the money. Hopefully it'll be an original song, but maybe not. We may not get that far. The passive income, the chips. And the piece that we don't have yet is a DVD of somebody actually doing it, because what we know we need to do is we know we need to have a DVD so that the teacher can literally put the DVD in front of her kids in her classroom and turn it on, and it's me or Andrea or whoever we decide actually teaching the kids. And it'll serve two purposes. The first purpose is that the teacher won't have to learn the program before she can actually put her kids through it. We'll be doing that for her. And the second purpose is after she's seen it done once, or he's seen it done once, they'll be able to do it themselves. So it's an instructional at the same time that if she just wants to pop it in and have the kids play the game, all she really has to do is read the quick start section, set the game up, and go for it. So hopefully within 6 months we'll have, I'd like to do it sooner, but again, I'm looking for investment money, and as soon as I have some investment money, we can bring that game to market very quickly, because all we need is the DVD, which we should be able to film in one day with the right set of kids. Questions?
One more from Patrick. The website you were talking about, the one-page website, you could also put your link as far as the affiliate on that web page to also sell your product?
Well, that won't work, because it'll actually be a creative, you know, it'll be a Creative Wealth web page.
Okay.
You would need a link back to your own.
Okay.
Okay. Nice try, though.
Elizabeth, I have one more question for the coaches. Is the licensing structure or fee or anything going to change that you foresee in 2009?
No, great question. I will be sending, for those of you that are active, I will be sending you new licensing agreements with the LLC name in it. And so I will need you to basically sign new licensing agreements, but everything will stay the same. You will not notice anything different.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, other questions? Okay, if you guys don't have any other questions, I really want to thank you for taking your time tonight. I will post this phone call on the website and give everybody a link so that they can listen to the call, but it kind of gives you an idea where you guys need to go to be successful. I think the one thing that I probably didn't mention is that we are looking for promoters of the programs who will just be promoting the events and not necessarily teaching. And we do have some of those people on the call. Evidently, times are off. So anyway, if you have any desire, you know somebody that would like to promote the programs, you can go to the website, and on the right-hand side there is a link to all the promotion information now, and it's basically creativewealthintl.org/promote.php, and there's all kinds of information. So I know there's several of you that have come because I invited the people from the promotion group to listen in. So you guys go have a nice evening. We will do our best to take 2009 by storm and get more kids taught and get them equipped with information and tools so that when they get to be our age, they won't sell off all their stocks and cause this mayhem that's happening. So until later, I will talk to you again. You guys have a nice evening.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Bye, you guys.